Hi, I'm Dax Kugelman, and today I will be talking with three special guests, Joey Heekamp, Steve Dabrowski, and Trevor Skirtler, about the crazy adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huck Finn, the main character of the story, has many different characteristics that he shows the readers throughout the book. What are your thoughts on these different sides we see of him as the story goes on?
In the beginning of the book, Huck definitely shows us his rule-breaking side. However, as the story goes on, we see him going through many moral crises and questioning other people's wrongful decisions when he has made enough of his own. In the time the book takes place, there's a very strong discrimination towards blacks. Huck grew up thinking he was above the black race, but as him and Jim become closer, we see Huck realize that Jim is just another person, and he starts to feel bad about treating Jim differently. Other than the racial aspect, Huck also had played a prank or two on Jim that made Jim upset and nervous. Huck knew Jim was upset and began to feel bad, which is not something he would have felt if he was still back home with his buddies. I think the trick him and Jim took was very eye-opening for Huck, and the moral crises he had brought out the best in him.
I agree with both of you guys, but I think Huck running away just portrays that he's a rebel. He might be exhibiting feelings and emotions when he is gone, but the overall act shows us that he has difficulty following rules like every other kid. And he thinks his only way out is to walk away instead of trying to make his own even ground back at home.
Joey brought up the point of discrimination towards blacks. What do you think of this in the book?
There is a very fine line between blacks and whites in the book. Obviously, during this time slavery is going on, it doesn't seem that many people are against it. The only person who begins to question it would be Huck himself, and he seems to be the only one who ever took time to begin to know a black person and see them as an equal. There's also a lot of use of the N-word, which was a controversial topic in the publishing of the book.
Yeah, the N-word is definitely used many times. It's used very lightly, people don't mind saying it. Today, it's not generally used in that way. It's extremely offensive, and in the case of Huck Finn, they use the word like it's not offensive at all.
Another point for discrimination is the rewards offered for Jim and Huck.
Yes, I believe they had offered $30 for Jim and $200 for Huck.
Go.
I think that was very revealing about the people of the town. It shows that they value Jim more in a way, and they'd rather have him back than Huck. Huck is a little boy, you would think they'd be more worried about him. It just shows that they aren't focused on what is really important, and they would rather treat Jim unfairly than have a child return to his home.
We had said that the people don't care about offending blacks, and it is exhibited in the book that the kids are growing up this way too. Huck has a moral crisis in the book because he feels bad about stealing Miss Watson's slave. It's not Huck's fault that this is the way he thinks. In the world he's growing up in, slaves aren't ordinary people. Even today, we have people who are still discriminating just because the way they grew up.
The phrase, "it takes a village to raise a kid," is shown various times in the novel. So how do you guys think this applies to Huck?
I think Huck is raised by the village around him because he doesn't have parents of his own to raise him the right way. This is shown by not only the widow, but also by Judge Thatcher. Throughout the book, the widow shows more concern about Huck than his dad probably ever will. She tries to input good morals and beliefs to Huck that will help him succeed later in life. But Huck doesn't do well taking these lessons from her.
Huck is also influenced greatly by his peers. Tom Sawyer has made a very big impact on Huck, but not necessarily in a good way. He made Huck feel the need to make bad and rebellious decisions along with his buddies.
I also think Jim made a very big impact on Huck's life, possibly the biggest of them all. He implemented good things on Huck without even trying to. As we said earlier, Jim made Huck realize that black people are equal to everybody else, and Huck might have even been one of the first people to feel this way from back home. With Huck being influenced by so many people at the village who are against blacks and pro-slavery, it seems impossible for one person to make him feel differently. Jim not only makes him feel different about African Americans, but also about just being a good person. He makes Huck realize that everybody has feelings, and you can't just go around playing pranks on them, especially when they are in such a dangerous situation. However, at the end of their trip, Huck finally seems to have become a better and more considerate person.
And finally, the final topic I would like to discuss is the overall theme of Huck Finn. Is it freedom? Is it honor? Or is it superstition? What do you guys think?
I think the best theme of this book would be freedom. The two, being Huck and Jim, go through so much just to be free. At the end of the book, they go to great measures just to escape another one of their problems that they have come upon.
I think that this also shows the love they have for one another. They never stop fighting to be free and never left one another behind. Huck had many opportunities to turn Jim in, and even though he thought about it, he never followed through with doing so, because he had finally made a good friend.
Freedom is a very good way to put it. The whole story is driven by freedom. They begin their journey because they both felt like they weren't happiest back at home with the restrictions they had on their life.
Huck and Jim also greatly resemble one another. I think this was a big point in the book, and possibly one of the greater points Mark Twain wanted to show. They definitely lived under different circumstances, but like Trevor said, they were both driven out of the town because they didn't feel they were free to do what made them happy. It seems strange that a young boy and a man could have so much in common, but it also shows that people struggle with feeling confined no matter what age they are.
All right, now can you give your final thoughts on superstition?
I think the superstitions they had just added to the craziness of the book. With the spider and the rattlesnake, it caused readers to probably believe in superstitions too, considering the events that followed.
For Jim, it definitely seemed like he was very superstitious. Every time Huck would do something to bring on bad luck, Jim would become very worried, which also worried Huck. Superstition foreshadowed many things in the story as well, which I think is cool for readers to be able to analyze.
Overall, Huck Finn has many hidden events for readers to look into. It also hits the readers in the feels. We see a young boy befriend a man who he was taught to not be around, but he still does the opposite of what society thinks and engages him. The two friends end up sticking together throughout the whole story, and both end up getting what they hope for in the end of their story. Ready, set, go.
Thanks for watching!
Bye.